Welcome to another edition of Boomer's Big Transformers Show, but I'm not starting with Transformers. I'm starting with this. The barge is backed. I'm talking Jabba Sail Barge, which was the first product that was offered through Hasbro Lab, HasLab. And the reason why this is so important, it was the first project. And I know they want to do more. I know they're thinking big things for Transformers. Hopefully for G.I. Joe. I'm sure Marvel's in the mix. I won't buy that, but boy, I would love maybe like a massive-sized Unicron, something big, something cool for G.I. Joe. But it all came down to whether or not the first project was going to be successful. And boy, was it successful. They had about 6 weeks to do this. They were looking for 5,000 backers at $500 a piece for Jabba Sail Barge. Was not going to go into production unless they met 5,000 backers. And guess what? They did. They blew past that. It went crazy over the last couple of days. About 8,000 some, myself included, actually backed the barge. So we've got to wait. Yeah, we've got about a year to wait, maybe 11 months from right now before we'll actually get Jabba Sail Barge. But it's going into production. And that proves, yes, indeed, there is a market for these high-end collectibles. And the thing is, there's very few stories, if any, that would take an item of that size. Toys R Us might be one, but we all know what's going on with Toys R Us, so that's off the table. So Hasbro trying this, they're trying crowdfunding. First project right out of the gate, it worked. I'm sure there were some growing pains. I'm sure they've realized there are some things we should do a bit differently, and they can work all of that out. So the thing is, it's twofold. I've got to sit here and I've got to wait for my Jabba Sail Barge. You don't really do much Star Wars anymore, so I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it when I get it. Maybe sell it off, who knows? But then the second is, when is the next project going to be announced? I want something for Transformers. I hope they do Transformers next. We've got Unicron making an appearance in the IDW comics. Unicron's coming. We need a big Unicron. We can't keep releasing the Armada Unicron from 15 years ago. We need a new Unicron. We need a big Unicron. I'm hoping we get that. I'd also settle for like a Scorponok, things along those lines. So please, Hasbro, make that announcement here relatively soon, but I'm sure we're probably going to have to wait till like San Diego Comic-Con or something like that. Some toy news. We're seeing pre-orders go up for the Flame Toys Tarn from the Decepticon Justice Division. A lot of people want to say this is third party. To me, the distinction is third party is unlicensed. What Flame Toys is doing with these figures, whether it be Drift or the upcoming Star Saber or Tarn, these are officially licensed products. They're not Hasbro, but I don't want to call them third party because the third party stuff that we know is third party, not really licensed. They're not Transformers. They're just robots that turn into other things. These are officially licensed that Flame Toys is doing, and I've got to say, Tarn looks fantastic. I don't have my Drift yet. Hopefully soon I'll have the Drift, and then I think they're saying sometime around September we'll be able to get our hands on the Tarn. And if you do your pre-order through Flame Toys, it comes with a couple additional accessories. But I know TF Source has their pre-orders up for this as well. It's roughly around, what, $350, $360? So a little bit more than what we paid for Drift, but these are some really awesome figures. I love seeing all the pictures, all the different ways you can display the Drift, and I'm sure the Tarn is not going to disappoint. Seeing the full-color pictures of Tarn, he looks fantastic. I can't wait to get my hands on this. The Studio Series is starting to hit a lot of stores getting the Leader Class figures. Some Targets say they're actually street dated, but some people have had success getting their figures. Blackout seems to be the one to get, followed closely by this new Leader Grimlock. Starscream and Optimus are selling pretty well. And as of this recording, you could go to Hasbro Toy Shop and get all of the deluxes. There's the Ratchet and the Crowbar and the Bumblebee and the Stinger. Get yourself a Stinger if you don't already have the Stinger that Takara put out for the Age of Extinction line. Get yourself Stinger. You're not going to be disappointed with these Studio Series figures. And best of luck as well tracking down the exclusive, the Toys R Us exclusive Thundercracker. He is out there. Our local store actually got about 8 or 9 of them the other day. I already had one thanks to a fellow TFW 2005 board member, but I bought another. I left the rest there, came back a day later. Yeah, they were all cleaned out, but they are out there. They are still sending this stuff from the distribution centers, so you still have a chance to get yourself one of these Thundercrackers. Really looks awesome in that color scheme, and if you really strike out, maybe there's a nice board member on one of the Transformer sites that's willing to help you out. And speaking of Toys R Us, I keep going in there and buying stuff. I'm buying Rescue Bot stuff. Was never really big into Rescue Bots, but I started getting into it. And it's like, well, I'll just get the Optimus Primes. Well, now I'll just get the Optimus Primes and the Bumblebees. Then it's like, well, it's a rescue bot, so I better buy it. I'm not sure where these are going to go, but I find myself picking and choosing some of the rescue bot stuff as I go into Toys R Us. And big shout out to 80s Tees. All right, so they sent me my Megatron hockey jersey. It's fantastic. And so I was just on their site, and it was there, it went away. I'm hoping it comes back. They already have, like, Hills is Where the Toys Are shirt, and I loved Hills as a kid. I got so much great stuff there. So I saw this, and I'm not sure where it went. Maybe it's going to come back. But they actually had a Children's Palace shirt that you could pre-order. It'll be crowdfunded. They get enough pre-orders, they'll actually make it. I've got to have this Children's Palace shirt. So when it comes back up for order, and that's on 80stees.com, we got to get enough pre-orders in because I need this in my life. I need this Children's Palace t-shirt. Hopefully they'll decide to do some Jeffrey, some Toys R Us stuff. And keeping along the lines of the toy stores, tweet from KB Toys earlier today said the first 10 cities for a new KB Toys will be announced soon. Where I'm at, not real optimistic. Hoping one, though, is close. So that's Boomer's Big Transformer Show. All the news you need to know. Thank you so much. Transform and roll out.